Yes.
So do you think the comment on the tendency to kind of use one aspect of the teaching to bypass another? For example, like the, you know, perspectives are can arise and pass away, thoughts can arise and pass away. So if you're pointing out something that's wrong, then that's just one perspective. I mean, you know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
That way.
Oh yeah. It's called spiritual bypass.
Yes.
That was a psychological term for it, where you put a spiritual label on something you don't want to deal with. So that's a and it's a really important aspect of you know, how are we are. That's why we always have to keep coming back to dukkha, cause of dukkha, cessation of dukkha, path leading to cessation of dukkha, so that it's whether it's one's own dukkha, dukkha of somebody else's. And then, you know, what is actually wholesome and unwholesome? What's skillful and unskillful? So that's where it takes nuances and willingness to bring it in. That's why, and also that sense of characteristics of the Dhamma. When we chant the Dhamma, one of the qualities is open ahiko, sort of leading inwards, where we really have to draw it in and sort of say, you know, well, is this really, is this true? Is it not true? Is it apply to me? Is it something that is you know, really leading to dukkha? And so it really needs to be reflected on carefully and skillfully, and not skipped over, and then put a label on it. I have to let go of anything anyways. Yeah, so then I'll just let go of it. It means, so basically, I'm not going to do anything. Because some things are, letting go means that you're ready to commit to hard work. And other times you're willing to put down what is burdensome.